Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
It's that time of the week again. We're going to be looking at what to see and do in this lovely county of ours. And the only person to ask is Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good, good. We've got lots going on, half term coming
we
up.
We have, yes. All the kids are on half term. But I'll start with some stuff either for the adults or for families and adults. One of my favourite places run by such lovely people is Mayfield Lavender Farm. It's in Carshalton Road over in Banstead. So you tend to think lavender that you've got to go to Norfolk. No, this place is amazing. And it's opening up on the 1st of June for the season. So it will be open daily until the 15th of September, 9 till 6 every day. Admission is only £1. It's a real hidden gem. And it's an absolutely stunning place to go. It's 25 acres, organic field of purple in the village of Banstead. Although you'd be forgiven of thinking you're in Provence when the farm's in full bloom. Full bloom's end of July into August, but it's still beautiful at any time of year. Thousands of visitors have been there for the three-month blooming period and enjoyed its wonderful fragrance, which literally hits you when you get out the car. During the season, it's open daily from 9 till 6, nominal £1 per person entry fee, covers the upkeep of the lavender. Parking is also free, so seriously, what's not to love? And they also have their own alfresco tea shop and a gift shop, selling a variety of unique lavender goods and plants. And afternoon tea packages are also available. And you may have seen the lovely ladies from Mayfield, because they're usually on the farmers markets. They're always
Ah, right, yes.
Almost opposite us, actually.
But the colour must be stunning when it's fully out.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. Absolutely
incredible. All you need is a rape field next door and it'd be amazing.
Oh, wouldn't it just? But they're just such nice people as well, so I do love them to bits. We're hitting Surrey Artist Open Studios. Annual occurrence, various addresses right across Surrey. Go to surreyopenstudios.org.uk. There's a lovely map there. You can pick your area and have a look at all the different things they've got. All sorts of art. You can go and watch artists work. There's plenty of stuff you can buy, from oil paintings, watercolours, ceramics, textiles, you name it, sculptures, everything there. Some really stunning stuff. And it's also very interesting to watch the artists at work. And some of them, you'll get like four or five or more artists club together and have a little mini exhibition. So you've got a variety of genres that they'll work in. And it's on average, it's 11 till 5, but you do need to go via the website, because obviously different studios and properties will open at different times. But it's right across the whole of Surrey from the 3rd to the 18th of June. So don't miss that opportunity. We've still got some open gardens. East Clandon Village have their open gardens on the 3rd and 4th of June from 11 till 5 each day. It's free admission. No booking is necessary. And Clandon's a really pretty little quintessentially English village in the North Downs. And you can visit there for the weekend. Floral displays are going to be in the 11th century church. There's local arts and crafts, tea, coffee and cake. And an evening concert in the historic church on the 4th of June as well. Free parking, including disabled parking. And you'll find more information on frost.org.uk. That's the church's website. Now, fancy a bit of Genesis?
Oh, yes, like absolutely, I do.
The Book of Genesis is going to be at Charterhouse. It's a Genesis tribute act, but an exceptionally good one. That's on the 3rd of June at 7 o'clock. Tickets are £16.50, and you can get them from Visit Guildford. It's a spectacular, fully costumed Genesis tribute show covering Gabriel and Colin's progressive rock era of Genesis. And you can get your tickets online, visitguildford.com. So well worth going. And, of course, they actually, some members of Genesis actually went to Charterhouse.
They did indeed, yeah.
Indeed they did. Now, this is an opportunity for me to give my wedding hat a second airing.
Oh, right, okay, yes.
In Best Deck Ladies' Day at Epsom Down Racecourse.
Oh, we've got your fascinator.
Now, if I'm free, wouldn't it be good? I could get the hat out again. And obviously, it's the day before the derby, so it's the once-a-year bet time. So 2nd and 3rd of June, Ladies' Day being on Friday and the derby on the Saturday. Really elegant, wonderful day, and they do best dressed lady competitions and everything. But I love going racing.
It's nice to be dressing up, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. I do enjoy that. Not so sure dressing up is de rigueur at this one, Guildford Beer Festival.
No, I think dressing down a bit there.
one of the highlights of the year. This is on the 2nd and 3rd of June. So there's one session on the Friday night, two on the Saturday. There's plenty of live music. There's loads and loads of beers to try from craft breweries and microbreweries in Surrey, Hampshire and Sussex. They'll also be offering ciders, wines and soft drinks, food there as well. And it's only £10 a session.
That's
but
good.
Do book in advance, either through the Cricket Club or through visitguildford.com. Get your tickets early because usually, certainly the Friday and the Saturday night sessions tend to sell out. So get in quick for that. Down at Hazelmere Museum, they've got some outdoor theatre taking place on the 10th of June. A little bit of a head here, but you do need to book. So it's 7:30 and you can take a picnic from 6:30 and they've got beautiful grounds at the back of Hazelmere Museum. They're doing a play called The Commercial Traveller. It's the Rude Mechanical Theatre Company specialising in iconic outdoor theatre, returning to Hazelmere this year with a brand new play called The Commercial Traveller. It's a funny, romantic play set in London in 1924. So you can have an evening of entertainment in the beautiful grounds of the museum. Take your picnic, take your bottle of wine, what's not to love. Tickets are £16 with a range of concessions. You can book via Hazelmere Hall or the Rude Mechanical's website. And that's 7:30 on the 10th of June. Coming up very quickly on us is English Wine Week. Worth having a good look because everybody's doing something. Greyfriars and Albury and Highclans and all got something going on. But Denby's, they have an event on from the 27th of May to the 4th of June. They have a range of special wine tasting events taking place throughout the week. Sparkling outdoor train tour and gallery restaurant dinner on the 27th. And you can enjoy early evening commencing with their outdoor train vineyard tour. Sparkling wine and canapés served at the top of Ranmore and at one of the most spectacular viewpoints of the vineyard overlooking Box Hill and Dorking, followed by a three-course meal in the gallery restaurant. That's £55 a person or £49.50 if you are a loyalty club member. Going now to Tannery Lane in Send is going to be an evening owl walk. This is all by the National Trust. It's an 8 p.m. start. You can get more information on nationaltrust.org.uk/riverway. It's a chance to spot some of the owls that live along the way whilst they're out hunting to feed their young. A circular walk around the Paper Meadows area. So that sounds really good fun. Booking is essential, but it's free.
Oh, that's good.
That's really cool.
That's a good tip.
There's a lot of youngsters that like their owls as well. Mm. Right, this one, I've got to mention this because I've been organising it for the last goodness knows how long.
Oh, right. No bias here.
Picnic in the Castle Grounds.
All right.
It's an event. This is the fourth year, I think, that we've done this. It's on the 3rd of June from 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock in Guildford Castle Grounds. And it's a big collaboration between Guildford Summer Festival, which I'm involved in, Guildford in Bloom, and the Guildford Fringe. And it all starts with the Mayor at 12:30 is going to unveil the new themed castle beds in the castle grounds. Then we move into the area around the bandstand where there'll be a succession of entertainment from the bandstand, which really will be snippets of things that are coming up. So if someone's doing a play, there'll be a scene. If they're doing a concert, there'll be a song, a few jokes for comedy acts and so on. The Castle Green Bowls Club run a brilliant cafe. And this year, the Keep are going to be running a Pimm's tent. So you come along for free. Bring your picnic, you sit there, there's a few stalls around the outside as well, listen to the afternoon's entertainment, have a good time, and off you go again, and find out at the same time everything that's happening in the summer.
Sounds
so
lovely event.
Completely free, come along there.
Yeah.
Because then we get into, now it's half term, so the kids are off right through until the beginning of June, and all the big players are doing some great stuff for the kids. Brooklands Museum just around the corner to here, always, never fail with their stuff. From the 31st of May through to the 3rd of June, from 10 till 5, they're doing popular car rides, operating at 11 till 1 and then 2 till 4, subject to the weather. You can take a trip in a vintage-style car up Test Hill along the members' bank of the old racetrack, courtesy of the Brooklands Volunteer Rides Team. The London Bus Museum will be running their double-decker bus rides throughout the holiday. Bertie the Brooklands Bear is out in force, making guest appearances. You can pick up one of the trails for children up to 12 years of age and try your luck at the family workshop where they make peg planes or join in fun and noisy kids tour on Concord. So never fail, they don't. Spring Street in Epsom at Bourne Hall Museum, you can go and make a Mayan dream catcher. This is on the 31st of May, 10:30 till 2:30. This is for slightly older children, age 6+. Cost is £7, which includes all the materials. Space is limited to 15 and allocated on first-come, first-served basis. Contact the Bourne Hall Museum to reserve your space. National Trust at Claremont have got absolutely loads going on during this period. From the 30th of May to the 2nd of June, 11 till 1, they're doing children's craft workshops so you can make an item useful for a little lady or a boy soldier. They've also got a half-term trail, which is running 27th of May to the 4th of June, 10 till 5. Normal admission applies, plus 50p for the trail. It's War and Peace. You learn all about Napoleon, Jane Austen and other famous characters from Georgian times. And then they've also got Wild Learning, again, 30th of May to the 2nd of June, 10:30 till 4:30. And you can have a look at the wild-learning.net for more details. It's an outdoor holiday club for children learning new things in the fresh air. So it's all outdoor stuff. So they've got loads going on for half term. National Trust, this is also Claremont, they've got a teddy bears picnic on the 7th of June, so you can go along there. That's £1.50 on top of your normal admission. Bring along a teddy bear and a picnic, followed by storytelling in the thatched cottage, which is really good fun. The lovely people at Bird World, this is definitely one of my favourite places. They've got Love Your Zoo Week. That's from 30th of May to the 2nd of June, right across half term, 10 till 6 every day. They do a family ticket there as well. But they're going to be supporting Love Your Zoo Week all that week. It's a national initiative run by the British and Irish Association of Zoos and Aquariums to raise awareness of the fantastic zoos in our country. So throughout the week, there's going to be daily talks and shows such as penguin and pelican feeding, and of course their famous outdoor flying display. And during the week at the Jenny Wren Farm, visitors can join in with some farm fun themed activities, seasonal arts and crafts, and of course face painting. RHS Wisley, they always can be relied on to amuse the kiddies. They've got a new family gardening show. This is on from the 1st to the 4th of June, 10 till 5. It's completely free with garden entry. And you enjoy a fantastic family day out on their first ever family gardening show. You can listen to fantastic talks, have a go at workshops, take part in special in the night garden themed zone, including ups-a-daisy yoga, that sounds cool, flower pot decorating, planting night-scented stocks, music and storytelling. And you can also download their free augmented reality trail and meet the characters from In the Night Garden as you're going round. You can learn more about where our food comes from and interesting ways to cook it, plus opportunity to purchase some children's gardening goodies from their trade stands, and it's free with garden admission. So really good to get kids involved. Hatchlands Park, they've got from the 27th of May to the 4th of June, 10 till 5. They've got the Hatchlands Tree Trail. You can discover the secrets of the trees on a fun half-term trail. And don't forget, at Hatchlands, they've got the Wizard Wix's Willow Warren, and there's the tree house and loads of other stuff. And they've probably got the space hoppers out on the lawn.
Oh, now you're talking.
And yes, I have had a go. I picked a pink one.
I'd love to see you on that. I'd love to see you on a space hopper.
Well, you'll have to look on Facebook, but the evidence is there. Also at Wisley, they've got Holiday Fun Bugs and Slugs, 27th of May to the 4th of June, 10:30 till 4, again free with garden entry. Join in all sorts of activities around the garden, learn all about the different insects, garden helpers and some misunderstood villains. Create crafts and plant seeds to welcome wildlife into your garden. So if you like frogs and snails and all that sort of slimy things, that's the place to go. The boys love that. Over at Watts Gallery, you can make terracotta flowers and birds, again 30th of May to the 2nd of June. Sessions are 10:30 to 12:30, and then in the afternoon 2 till 4. Cost is £9.50. You can hear how Victorian children helped Mary Watts decorate Watts Chapel before experimenting with terracotta design, making your own flowers and birds. Places are limited and they must be pre-booked from wattsgallery.org.uk. Main Chance Sanctuary, very near to Watts Gallery at Compton, on the 4th of June, have got an open Sunday from 2 till 4. It's free of charge. They do like you to book. You can email diane@mainchancesanctuary.org. That's Diane, not Diana. Entrance is free, but donations are appreciated. There's lots of stalls that you can spend your money as well. The Lightbox have Nature Week Family Fun Afternoon on the 2nd of June. Drop in any time from 1:30 till 4. Free entry with a suggested donation of £2. You can celebrate the end of May half term with a specially themed free Nature Week Family Fun Afternoon. drop-in sessions making baby owls, at which families will use corks and other recycled material to create their own cute creatures to take home. So lots of little things they can do there as well. Lightbox are also doing paper bird sculptures on the 1st of June. They've got a morning session for 8 to 11-year-olds and an afternoon session for 12 to 16-year-olds. Using pattern paper and 3D collaging techniques, you'll be able to assemble a bird sculpture worthy of its own branch. And that's £8 per child or young person. So there's something for the older ones. There's always loads for the little ones, but they've actually done something for the older ones. The wonderful guys at Way and Aran Canal. Now, this is where you can really get set your imagination going. Thursday, the 1st of June, 11 o'clock and 2 p.m. £11 per fearless passenger, pirates and princesses cruise. You are encouraged to dress up.
That sounds fun, that does.
Come suitably dressed and help defeat the pirates and rescue the princess. And then in the Mill Studios at the Yvonne Arno, they've got a play, Adventures with Sam in Outer Space. There's two performances on the 3rd of June, 11 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. All tickets are £9, and you join Sam as he zooms off on an intergalactic voyage in Adventures with Sam in Outer Space. Meet Amber the astronaut and her space puppy Sparkle, and it's all puppets and acting, and it's absolutely lovely for the little ones. So plenty to keep them amused.
Excellent. Sounds like a great half term.
You'll want them to go back to school for a rest after that lot.
Indeed. And if they want to find out more,
they can find out more at visitguildford.com.
I thought you'd say that.
Indeed.
All right. Keep your hat on and we'll see you next week.
See you, Graham.
Bye for now.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.